This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
This is John Middlecoff from 3 and Out with John Middlecoff. Superchargers, headlights, and more. With over 122 million parts, eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Stay on your A-game with all the parts you need at the prices you want. It's easy to bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
You can work from the road while turning your vehicle into a powerful high-speed data Wi-Fi hotspot with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. On a network that covers more roads than any other carrier, connect up to 10 devices and stream conference calls, finish up that presentation, or answer last-minute emails. Go to att.com/in-car Wi-Fi to see if you're eligible for a free trial today. Based on independent third-party data, always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
Charles Darwin.
Welcome everybody back into Nerd Sesh. As always, I'm Carson Brever, and alongside me is Logan Camden. And today, we're doing something a little special. We are doing a live Trivia Time podcast. So you may be watching this on our TikTok, or you may be listening to this in our podcast feed, wherever you get your audio content. So this is a classic format that Logan and I have done forever on our podcast, where each of us come up with 15 questions for the other. I'll do it for Logan with his specialty sport, the NFL. He'll do it for me with the NBA. Then at the end, we each ask each other a bonus question about an obscure player from a random team in NBA or NFL history. So it's going to be super fun. Hopefully doing it live today. Hope you guys enjoy. And with that, Logan, I'll let you start. What's the first question you got for me?
Okay, my friend, I think you should knock this one out of the ballpark very easily. Can you name every NBA team that has won the NBA Finals only losing one game along the way?
Yeah, that's a good question. So, obviously, we have the 2016-17 Golden State Warriors.
That is correct.
We have the 2000-01 Los Angeles Lakers.
That is also correct.
And there's one. We have the 1982-83 Philadelphia 76ers.
And it's quite literally too easy. Yeah, the Warriors, only team to win 16 games along the way. The Lakers in 01 win 15. And the 83 Sixers, obviously that was Moses, you know, faux, 12-1. They win 12 games. Well done, my friend.
You added a faux there, Logan. It's only faux. All right. This is a pretty straightforward one to start you off. How much money did Brett Favre earn in his playing career?
What?
How much money did Brett Favre earn in his playing career?
Why am I supposed to, know this?
Well, it's a bit relevant, Logan. I don't know if you heard, but Brett Favre was recently caught scamming the state of Mississippi out of welfare money so he could pay for a college volleyball facility.
I had seen the headline. I didn't read the article, though. Not very journalist of me. I don't know. I'll go $100 million.
It's close. $138 million, and still he needed to steal $1 million from the people. That was a symbolic question. You weren't supposed to get that exactly, so honestly, close enough. Consider it a win.
Okay, we're both 1-0 to start out here. Carson, second question. Since 2000, six NBA teams have led 7-3-1 playoff series comebacks. How many teams can you name that have accomplished that feat?
Since 2011, you said?
Since 2000.
Okay, well, we have the 2016 Golden State Warriors against the Thunder in the Western Conference Finals. We have the 2016 Cleveland Cavaliers against the Warriors in the NBA Finals. We have the Denver Nuggets in the bubble in 2020 against the Clippers. We have
So you got Warriors, Thunder, Cavs, Warriors, and Nuggets, Clippers, correct?
Correct.
That's three.
Okay, I'm trying to get to seven.
03, 06, and 2015.
03, 06, and 2015. Okay, so there's... Oh, well, of course we have the Rockets against the Clippers in 2015.
That's correct.
03, there was a 3-1 comeback. Okay. All right, I'm not going to go for that one immediately. 06. I'm trying to think. Oh, who did that?
They're tough. Both of them happened in the first round for 03 and 06.
Okay, I'm not sure I'm going to get this. And there's two in one of these years?
There is two. You've already named one of the times it happened in one of these years.
Okay, so I'm going to think that it was 2015 that the other one happened. Was it... I'm thinking of... No, that was 2-0.
What if I told you that one of the teams that you've already named that did it twice in one playoff run?
Well, okay. I'm still thinking about...
Very, very distinct playoff run.
Okay. I mean, was it the Rockets?
It was not the 2015 Rockets.
Okay. One of the teams that I've already named did it.
Yes. They did it in the round previous.
Oh, the Nuggets against the Jazz. Of course.
That's correct. So you have two more, 03 and 06. Both happened in the first round.
What a jackass I am. Okay, the only thing that I can remember about, I think it was the first round in 2006, is LeBron's 48 special against the Pistons. And I don't really remember what happened in that series, but he didn't come back from 3-1 down because the Pistons won that series. So I'm leaning towards throwing in the towel here.
They're tough. I mean, this is literally before your time. You've gotten all the ones that you have been consciously alive for.
All right, I can live with that. What are the last two?
So the last two are 2003 in the Eastern Conference first round. The Pistons beat the Magic, and then 2006, the Suns came back from a 3-1 deficit against Kobe and the Lakers.
That's funny. That's a little bit of T-Mac suffering there. Okay, I don't think I was going to get either of those. I'll take going 5 or 7. It took me way too long to get the Nuggets, though, because I loved that team. I loved that playoff run, and that is super memorable, and that was 2 years ago, so I'm a little upset with that. Okay, Logan. Tom Brady, of course, has 7 rings in his career. Who was the other quarterback with at least 5 NFL championships?
It's Otto Graham, right?
It's not.
Yeah.
Well, let me check that.
Johnny U. I mean, Johnny, I believe, had, what, a Super Bowl and a couple NFL titles? I mean, Otto Graham won, like, 8 championships, I thought.
Well.
You don't mean Super Bowls, right?
Not necessarily. Let's see. Okay. He was a 3-time NFL champ and a 4-time AFC champ, Otto Graham was. So, pretty much correct. It's not who I had, though.
Okay. What era is this guy?
Old enough to party.
What's the number? It's 5. Yeah, I mean, I'm going to guess, if it's not Johnny U, I'm going to guess Bobby Lane.
No.
Old Y.A. Tittle.
No.
Come on, like 50s, 60s, old enough? Okay. Old enough to party. Yeah, damn right we are. Okay, they said Bart Starr. That's what I'm gonna go Bart Starr. My man in the comment section gave it to me.
So shout out to Bryson Olson. Got it in real time. It is Bart Starr. Maybe we have to cover our eyes when we're guessing, because I don't know. That's
Screw
well
that.
Played.
I say that's fair game.
All right.
Boy, help me out. We could do it like a, we could honestly do this like a Who Wants to Be a Millionaire type game. You gotta look at the comment section if the boys will help you out.
Can I be Regis Philbin? No.
I don't want to do
Can
that.
Can I be Kelly
I want
Ripa?
My own manpower.
Thank you, Bryson. I was not going to get that without you, my friend. Carson, we are sticking with a very similar theme here. I think you should get this one off rip. Only one playoff game in NBA history featured two players that scored 50 points. Who was playing and who are the two players that scored 50?
I should be able to get this off rip, eh? Okay. Okay, I'm trying to think about the 50 pieces that I've seen. There aren't that many in NBA history in the playoffs. Steph's never scored 50. Giannis has. LeBron has. Dame has. It's got to be older.
I wouldn't, bro. Very, very recent.
Very recent. Oh, it's Dame and Jamal Murray, right?
Dame has a 50-piece. Jamal has a 50-piece. It was not in the same game, though.
Interesting. Okay. Does it involve one of the players who I've mentioned?
It does.
Is it Donnie and Jamal?
It is Donovan Mitchell and Jamal. So we stick with that same round we just referenced. 2020 Western Conference first round, Game 4, Nuggets v. Jazz. Donovan Mitchell and Jamal Murray combined for 50 points. The only time that has ever happened in NBA history.
That's a fantastic question. That was a fantastic duel, and apparently I have forgotten too much about that series because I got held up on the last one and didn't get that one off rip. That should have been my first guess. I love Jamal Murray, perhaps more than anybody on the planet. I literally own a shirt that says, "This guy loves Jamal Murray." So that was a great question. Okay, Logan. This is an interesting one. In the last 10 years, how many former number one overall picks have led the league in interceptions thrown? And if you can't get the number, I can give you the number and you can guess the individual players.
And let me just clarify. You mean this in the sense that they did it at one time, not during their rookie season. Okay. So last decade, we're going to start with 2012. So that is Andrew Luck. I believe, I honestly want to say Andrew Luck did it. We've got Eric Fisher. Then we've got Jadeveon Clowney. Then we've got Jameis Winston. Yeah. That's a safe bet. So right now I would say 2016 was, oh man, I always get foggy around here. We got Myles Garrett. We got Baker Mayfield in here. I don't think Baker did. Trevor Lawrence, Kyler Murray. I'm going to go, I don't know if Lawrence or Murray did it. My guess is going to be two, and I'm going to say that Andrew Luck and Jameis Winston are the two.
Okay, so I'm going to set up the question just a little bit more clearly. It's any number one overall pick who has done it within the last 10 years. They don't need to have been
just
picked.
Got you in the last 10 years. Okay, got you. That makes this question exponentially harder. Quarterbacks that are still in the league in the past 10 years, we've got Matthew Stafford, we've got Sam Bradford, we've got Cam Newton. Before that, Matt Ryan. None of those guys, Alex Smith, 06, Jamarcus Russell. I don't know if that changes my answer, honestly. I think I'm still going to go with two.
Okay. The answer is four. Two people, two former number one overall picks, shared the title this year. Trevor Lawrence and Matthew Stafford. Jameis, of course, did it. Andrew Luck had 18 picks his rookie year. He did not ever lead the league, though. Eli Manning would be the other one.
Wow. I just completely forgot. That's a good question, man. Damn. I completely forgot about Stafford and Trevor Lawrence this year, and I knew that stat. It's in the back of my head. I just forgot. It's a good question, though. We're sticking with a similar format here, Carson. Can you name the four players in NBA history to score 50 points more than once in the same playoff series?
That's an incredible stat. Okay. My first thought, and I don't think this is right, Jordan...
Hold up, my boy Ethan's in the chat. What's good, Ethan?
Shout out both basketballs. Everybody who's watching on TikTok should go follow him. Shout out to the boy. Okay, my first thought was Michael Jordan in 86 against the Celtics. He had 63, but I think he had 48 or something in the other game. I don't think he got 50 twice. You're looking at me.
What year? I'm sorry.
86.
No, that's not correct.
Okay, but I'm going to guess Michael Jordan based on that.
Sorry, I gave it away. 1988, he did it twice against Cleveland.
Damn.
murderous. Isn't that the same year that he made the shot? Or was that?
I believe it was.
Wow. Sucks to face Michael Jordan. Dame? Didn't Dame do it twice in a series?
Dame did not. There are three more guys. All are post-2000.
I mean, God, we've seen some explosive scoring performances recently. Okay. All are post-2000. Okay. I should really know this. I mean, I'm thinking just about the great scorers. AI, LeBron. I can't remember a time that KD ever scored 50 in the playoffs.
I want to give you credit for your Dame guess. He had 55 against Denver. He also had a 42-piece, a 37-piece, and a 34-piece. He was absolutely on fire that series, but he did not eclipse 50.
Am I crazy for thinking of Donovan Mitchell again?
You're not crazy at all, my friend. Donnie did it twice in that series, and so there are two more.
That was such an incredible duel, man. Okay. Somebody said Kobe in the comment section. That's a pretty good guess. I'll go with that.
Kobe is a good guess. It is not correct.
Okay, two more post-2000, 50-plus in the same playoff series. That's monstrous stuff. That should be, like, imprinted. Is it AI?
It is Allen Iverson, yes, against Toronto in 2001 on his way to the finals. There's one more.
That's just such an unbelievable run in terms of raw production. Like, good Lord. Somebody said Jamal Murray. Is it?
I wanted to trip you up by going to the well three times in a row. Jamal Murray also went for 250 pieces in that same series.
That's so remarkable. I thought about guessing him when I guessed Donnie because I really thought that one of the two of them did it. I forgot that they both did it. That is unbelievable.
And I mean, I think if you look like in the scope of the significance of that series, like not even like with what's on the line, right? Because the most impactful series, the most important series of all time are always going to be the conference finals and the finals. That's one of the greatest series to ever take place. I mean, period.
Some of the best offense ever for sure. Too bad that the Jazz are no longer, huh? Okay. We're keeping it going with the quarterback questions. This is a really quarterback-heavy episode. Logan, can you name me the top five active leaders in career win percentage among NFL quarterbacks right now with at least a full season as a starter?
Aaron Rodgers. Is that correct?
He's fifth.
Russell Wilson.
No.
Wow, that's surprising. I don't know if Russell Wilson's ever had a losing season. So that is honestly really surprising.
Well, last year was the first, I think.
Yeah, I wouldn't figure it would push him down that far. That's surprising.
To be clear, he is sixth, okay. So it's a very reasonable guess.
Tom Brady.
Number two?
That's stupid. That's so, fuck you, Tom. That's so dumb.
That's not very nice.
Bruce played 20 years and still has... That's actually crazy, man. Okay, one full season, winning record. Active QBs. Let's think. This is a weird guess. Dak Prescott.
No.
Another weird guess. Jimmy Garoppolo.
Correct. Fourth.
Broncos, Chiefs, Raiders. Sorry, guys. I got to go through the list of teams so I can get QBs. Lamar Jackson.
Correct. He's third.
So I'm missing, what, number two?
I'm missing number one. Shout out to Brian Brammer. We love you too.
I'm missing number one.
I'm thinking about castrating you.
This is a really easy one.
Josh Allen.
No, I wish.
You're thinking about...
Excuse me. Can we run that one back, big dog?
I tell it how it is, brother. You should get this immediately.
You want to chop my nuts off.
Let's not put it in such plain terms.
I want to castrate myself, too. It's Patty Ice.
Patrick Mahomes, correct.
Who would have guessed? Who would have thought? Good question, man. I love the QB questions. I say we keep them rolling, baby. Okay. Clippers 2023 champs. I kind of bang with that. It's not a bad take. All right, Carson, we're sticking with 50-point bangers in the playoffs. Only player to have a 50-point triple-double in the playoffs. Who is it?
Hold up. Hey, 50-point triple-double. Wowzers. Is it LeBron James?
No.
Bro was acting like I should immediately know this. Is it Michael Jordan?
Bro.
Okay, so clearly I should remember this.
You shouldn't remember it. It's just like, I don't know. This would be the, he would be the first guy that I would guess if this was asked to me.
Are you trying to get me to guess Russell Westbrook?
Yes, because it's the correct answer.
I'm not going to do it.
I just want to take the L on this.
Was it Chris Kaman?
Yes!
Okay,
it's
all
Chris
right.
Chris Kaman, yeah.
When did Russ do that?
Against game two of the first round, Oklahoma City versus Houston in 2017, 51 points, 13 assists, 10 boards. And they lost. And they, in typical Russ fashion, they lost.
And he lost in five games that year to the rightful MVP, James Harden. Okay. Are you want the quarterback questions to keep rolling? I'll ask one that is highly relevant, given a guess that you launched out there on the very last question. Logan, who has the higher career winning percentage, Tua Tagovailoa or Dak Prescott?
I mean, my gut says Dak. I mean, yeah, I'm going to go Dak.
It's actually Tua.
How? Like, I mean, I felt like that felt like a trick question. What's the difference?
63.6 versus 61.6. Obviously, there's a huge difference in sample size, but Tua's 14-8 as a starter in his career.
Yeah, and I throw a ball harder than Tua. Do you know that? I throw a ball harder than Tua. That guy's a backup. That's really surprising. Whack. Carson, three players have shot better than 50% from the three-point line, minimum 200 three-pointers attempted for an entire season. How many can you name? And before you get into this, something I think is very interesting about this question. Two of these guys did it with a shortened three-point line. Only one of them did this with a standard three-point line, so I think that's obviously way more impressive. And fun fact, all three of these guys won a three-point contest in their career. Taylor Heinicke went to Old Dominion University, my friend Ron. Shoot.
Somebody asked that in the chat, to be clear, if you're just listening to the podcast. Logan did just randomly go into an episode of saying...
Taylor Heinicke.
Yeah. So Kyle Korver.
That is not correct.
What? Oh, it must be the...
Yeah.
So it's got to be the minimum attempts. Man, 200 isn't that many, though. That's 2.5 a game. Okay. So you gave a pretty big hint with the era thing, right? Because if we're looking at the shortened three-point line, we got to go... What years was that? 96, 97. So I'm going to guess Steve Kerr.
That is correct. Steve Kerr won a three-point contest as well. Did it in 1996, 51.5% on 237 attempts. And I want to give you credit for the Korver guess. Only 110 three-pointers attempted that year in 52 games with Utah. But he shot a blistering
52.6%. Is that correct?
53.6. You shortchanged him.
That's ridiculous. Okay. Is it Hubert Davis?
It's not. That's just. Imagine being named Hubert.
Yeah, it's be brutal.
It's not Hubert.
He's like top five all time in 3-point percentage or something crazy. Okay, so I'm going to think about that same era. 200 attempts is legitimate.
Both of these guys, you already named one of them. Both of them would go on to be commentators. Steve Kerr and this other gentleman.
Is it Jim Jackson?
It's not Jim Jackson.
Okay, well, this might be a little too late for him. I was thinking about Craig Hodges just because of the 3-pointers made guess or the 3-point contest winners guess. I assume that's not correct because there's no reaction.
Keep him in the back of your mind. Not for this question.
Craig Hodges is going to be a Craig Hodges question. Okay. Let me think about the one guy who did it with a legitimate 3-point line. Wow. I really should remember that. So Joe Harris has come mighty close. He has not done it. 200 attempts is a lot. I'm struggling.
It worked at ESPN after his career.
Oh.
He's regularly on like NBA TV.
So this is the old guy. I was thinking about the...
Oh, sorry. The newer guy, yeah. He did it in, I believe, 2007.
It's not fucking Tim Legler, is it?
It's Tim Legler! Not the 07 one, but yes, Tim Legler is the correct answer. Wow. Okay, yeah, 52.2% on 245 attempts. He won a three-point contest in 1996 with a shortened three-point line. So there's one gentleman left, and you can clean sweep this question.
Wow. That's really interesting. Okay, somebody asked me if I would rather have Sam Bowie or Darko Milicic. I would rather have Darko Milicic because if I get him in my player development system, we could turn him into a baller. Sam Bowie, unfortunately, was just never going to be healthy. I can't control that. I'm not a wizard. This should be kind of easy, dare I say. Ah, Korver, 53.6. What a dog. Is it? No, it's not Seth Curry. He had a 50-50-100 season for a time this year. It's not Seth Curry.
It is not.
Oh, 07. You already told me the year. I forgot about that. 07. Is it? I was going to guess something so wild.
The three-point contest hint can help you specifically with this guy. He won back-to-back three-point contests in 07 and 08.
Well, you're acting like I wasn't thinking of Channing Frye, who was not in the league at that point yet. 2007, Carson. Back-to-back three-point contest winner. Man, I can't say I was watching at this time.
I'm going to let Carson think for a minute. If you guys on the live are interested, we do the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify. You can check us out there. You can also follow us on Instagram and Twitter, at NerdSesh on Instagram, at Nerd_Sesh on Twitter to stay updated on graphical content, on spread picks, on everything NFL basketball, all of our content. You guys can go check us out. But yeah, thank you guys for tuning into the live, and thank you guys for sticking around. Carson, my friend. Oh, can we get a Carsucio in the chat? I'll give you one right now. Carsucio.
Okay. Somebody just commented, Paige. I was thinking Paige up, but I assume that's not correct.
It is not correct. Multiple time three-point contest winner, though.
Yeah, I just don't. I was thinking Joe Johnson for a second because he had an insane year, but that was with the Suns. So that was, I think, 05.
This guy was most prominently featured in Miami and Toronto. Not really. I mean, nothing else. Was not anything else outside of a shooter.
Hmm. Well, when you said Toronto, I was thinking about Morris Peterson, but that does not apply for Miami. Who is it?
Gentleman in the comment section just said it. It is Jason Capono. You seem distraught.
That's just a fantastic guess.
Yeah.
Good for you, Max Rogerson, 27. Holy shit, that's baller. All right, let's keep it rolling. Logan, your fifth straight quarterback question. We're going to start with seven quarterback questions in a row. Okay, who is the only player to lead the league in interceptions thrown in back-to-back years twice?
Eli Manning.
That's a good guess. It's not Eli.
Okay, big-time interception throwers. This is a money question because I've got a laundry list of guys. Let's go Brett Favre.
Nine.
Vinny Testaverde.
No, but I believe Vinny did it once.
George Blanda.
No, but Blanda also did it once.
I thought that was going to hit. Okay, guys who like to throw a lot of interceptions. Guys who like to sling that rock. Kenny Stabler?
No.
I just like to sling that ball, bro. Jameis Winston.
No.
Hey, Eli, hate. It's not hate. Eli liked to throw a pick. That was kind of his thing, man. And then in the playoffs, he turned into God. A gentleman in the comment section just said Terry Bradshaw. I'm going to throw Terry.
It's an interesting guess. It's not. I will say Eli led the league in picks thrown three times. So it's a very reasonable guess.
Another one, Joe Namath. I'll throw him out there.
It's Joe Namath.
Wow. Comment section has saved me twice. Shout you out, Christopher. Let's go.
So Joe Namath did it in 66 and 67. Then he did it again in 74 and 75. An interception dynasty for Broadway Joe.
Maybe the most overrated player, yeah, in NFL history. Or Terry. I don't know. I think you could go with either of them. Thank you, guys. Let's go. Yeah, let's go Steelers. Hell yeah. Comment section going off. Carson, I told you to keep some guys in the back of your mind. I also gave you some hints on some of these correct answers. Seven NBA players have won multiple three-point contests. How many can you name?
Craig Hodges and Jason Capono.
Okay, those are two correct. Hodges won three, 90, 91, and 92. Capono, the second most recent player to do it, 07 and 08. There are five more.
Yeah, you had a three-point shooting dynasty. Larry Bird?
That is correct. A three-time winner from 86 to 88.
Yeah, I mean, wasn't that from the first one? He just dominated, and then he said, I've had enough.
Yeah, and I remember famous story. I remember him walking in there. You know, he won one in his warm up, right? And then the other one walked into the locker room and said, "All right, who's coming in second place?" And then, you know, just wiped everybody because that's how Bird was.
Yes, he was one corked up ass white boy. Okay, so there's a really has Devin Booker won twice? Is that ridiculous?
I don't know if Devin Booker has won once.
Okay, because I know that there's. Isn't there somebody kind of... Okay, I guess...
Is it Steph? Steph is an answer. 2015 and 2021, he's the most recent player to do it. I will say there are two more corked up white boys on this list.
Two more corked up white boys, you say. Brent Barry?
Not a bad guess. Also won a dunk contest. It is not Brent Barry, though.
Okay, I'm not going to guess corked up white boy. Glenn Rice?
Interesting guess. That is not Glenn.
Somebody guessed Ray Allen. That's a reasonable guess.
It's not Ray.
So how many do I need to get from now?
You have three more. 1993 and 94, 1998 and 2000, and then 2002 and 2003 are the years these guys respectively won.
Peja Stojakovic?
Peja is correct. 02 and 03. You have two more to go.
98 and 2000. Well, this would probably be for 93 and 94. Is Steve Kerr an answer?
Steve Kerr is a really good guess. It is not Steve. He only won it once.
Okay.
Somebody said that MF Mike Miller.
Yeah, that's an interesting guess, but it just doesn't add up with the years that we have here. Okay, I can't say I remember 90s three-point contests.
I'm trying to... One of these guys went to the finals a few times and lost.
Oh, I was thinking of John Stockton. He didn't go a few times. He went twice. Oh, is it Jeff Hornacek?
It is Jeff Hornacek. Look at that. You have one to go. This guy, this last guy, he's kind of, I mean, his most famous career moment is probably just getting eliminated by Jordan, honestly.
Craig Elo? Mark Price?
It's Mark Price. Look at that, man. All seven. I mean, that's a tough question just because three-point contests are really obscure. It's not like you're keeping up with them the way you are their stats. All seven. Well done, my friend. And someone just told me I was built like Grievous Vasquez. I'll take that.
Really nice passing point guard. Yeah. You gave me some hints along the way, but I'll take it. I'll take that. All right, Logan. Since the NFL merger, two colleges have produced three number one overall picks at quarterback. Which are they?
Two colleges produce three. Well, my first guess is no, I know that isn't correct. I was going to say LSU because of Joe Burrow and Jamarcus Russell, but the third gentleman, I believe, was a tight end, so I don't think that's correct. USC, Carson Palmer... Mark Sanchez wasn't a first pick. Are there any other USC, like Todd Marinovich? I don't think he was a first pick. Aikman is UCLA. It's all about finding the right QBs. Oklahoma, we have Kyler Murray. We have Baker Mayfield. Is there another one? I don't know the other one. My first guess is going to be Oklahoma, though, because there's a lot of years left.
It's correct. Tons of people got in the comments, and you do know who the third one is, if you think a little harder, I think. It's a modern guy.
Oh, Bradford. Okay. And there's another college.
Correct.
Okay. This is right up my alley. I don't want to use the comment section at all. I want to get this on my own. Let's think. QBs, Peyton out of Tennessee. There are no other guys out of Tennessee. I don't believe so.
For my grandfather, was born in the state of Tennessee, did not attend the university. Went to Tennessee Tech. Go Golden Eagles.
Shout out. Go Golden Eagles. Okay, come on. QBs. 04 was Eli Manning out of Ole Miss. That is not correct. I don't think there's any other guys in Mississippi. Alex Smith went to Utah. I think that is rare. Vinny Testaverde went to Miami. Man, this second one's a lot tougher. Stafford went to Georgia. Cam Newton went to Auburn. Andrew Luck went to Stanford. That's my guess. Luck, Elway, and I'm just going to assume there's another guy. My guess is Stanford.
It's correct, and you know the third guy. You said it recently. I think maybe it was in a video that we haven't released yet. I don't remember where it was, but you figured it out. Oh, no, it was in a video that we have released. It's Jim Plunkett.
Jim Plunkett. Let's go, bruh. Hell yeah.
big dubs.
Who's your grandpa, bro? What's his name?
Tom Carson.
I just want Tom Carson. Yeah. Of just Tennessee Tech. It just blows my mind. Bro, could have been Carson if he was lucky. Speaking of Carson, who is the oldest player in NBA history to record a 30-point game?
Carson.
Bro, Carson.
The oldest to record a 30-point game?
Yeah.
Is it Dirk?
It is Dirk. 30 versus Phoenix in 2019. I thought maybe you'd throw out MJ. MJ has the 2 through 7 spots. Kareem has 8. Karl Malone, Reggie Miller also up there. You handled that really well.
Thanks, bro. Sometimes you just got to be him. And that's what I decided to do in that moment. All right. You'll get this one. When was the last time we went 2 years in a row without a quarterback going number one overall in the draft? It's our first non-quarterback question, but it still involves a quarterback element.
2 years in a row. Clowney Fisher.
Boom, 2013-2014, correct.
Himothy. All right, Carson, since 2000, this is one of my favorite questions. Since 2000, the finals MVP has gone to the winning team's highest scorer in all but 3 series. Who are the 3 players that won finals MVP without leading their team in scoring?
This is a heater, bro. Andre Iguodala in 2016, for real.
Correct.
If I'm keeping it a bug with you, I'm thinking about... that's probably not correct. I'm thinking about Tim Duncan in 05. He had a really inefficient series, and he only scored like 20 a game, and Manu went crazy. That's an interesting thought. I'll keep that in my back pocket. Ooh, 2014 Spurs. There were like 3 guys really close bunched up at the top. Is Kawhi one of them?
Kawhi is one of them. Tony Parker led the team in scoring.
Okay, so I got to get one more. One more, baby. Okay, so let's think about who's obviously clear. Ooh, 2004 is a little interesting. I think that Chauncey did it. Both of KD's, he led the team. LeBron year, he led the team. Kawhi obviously led the team. Dirk led the team. Kobe led the team both of his years. Paul Pierce must have led the 08 Celtics. Is it Tim Duncan in 05?
It's not Tim Duncan. He did lead the team in scoring.
Rats.
What if I told you already named the gentleman?
Okay. Well, that's because I've named most finals MVP since 2000. That's interesting. That makes me think about Paul Pierce. He's the one who makes the most sense. Like, is it Paul Pierce?
It's very close. Pierce was at like 21.3. Ray Allen was at 20.8. It is not Pierce.
Okay, I already named him. Well, it's not KD. And there's no way it's LeBron. Did AD outscore LeBron in the finals? No. Somebody I already named. It's not Dirk. It's not Kawhi. Who else have I named? Or, sorry, it's not Kawhi with the Raptors.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, I don't know what else to say. Like, you're going to get it, but...
It's not Kobe Bean Bryant.
It's not Kobe.
All right.
It's one that makes
sense. It's Chauncey Billups.
It is Chauncey.
Duh. What the... I was on that already. God damn it.
It's really close. Like, Rip Hamilton barely, outscored him. It was like by 0.5 points. Somebody in the comment section said Tony Parker in 07. Tony Parker actually scored like 25 points a game in that series. He rightfully earned finals MVP. It is Chauncey, though. All of these, I think they made the right decision. You know what I mean? Other than, obviously, Iggy over Steph Curry. That's the most egregious one in NBA history. Took you a minute, but you got it. Well done.
That's stupid, dude. Once you said, I mean, Chauncey was going to be my first guess after 05 Tim Duncan, and then I just completely forgot. That happens sometimes. It's okay. We got there. Okay. Logan, this is an interesting one. One player last year in the NFL had 1,000-plus receiving yards and only one touchdown. Who is that one player?
Jacoby Meyer.
No, it's not Jacoby Myers. for what it's worth, that is a really good guess. He was 866 yards and two touchdowns. That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, trying to think about guys that stayed out of the end zone. Probably an underneath a slot guy, a guy they go to a lot. I'm going to go... I was going to say like Deontay Johnson. I don't think that's right. All right. Freiermuth had a bunch of... I'll go DJ is Deontay Johnson.
Nine.
Huh. That's a good guess. I actually think I'm gonna trail the comment section here. I'm gonna say Kyle Pitts.
A lot of people said it in the comments. That is correct. It is Kyle Pitts, the tight end position. How surprising! I looked up this question throughout NFL history, and there was an interesting four. Maybe I'll ask it later, but I've told you now already, so I guess I'll just spoil it. The people who do this in NFL history are Michael Irvin, Brian Hartline, Kyle Pitts, and who was the last one?
Bro, I haven't heard that name in years.
And Keyshawn.
Wow.
Keyshawn at 6'4".
Brian Hartline. I should have known that because that was kind of the big knock on Pitts and why a lot of people didn't think he had a great year. Pitts balled out last season. He was great. He just didn't get in the end zone. I should have known that without the comment section, but I thank you guys for helping me out. Let's see. Okay. All but one of these gentlemen, Carson, did not win a scoring title. Tell me who the odd man out is. Pistol Pete Maravich, Karl Malone, Tiny Nate Archibald, Bob McAdoo, or George Gervin?
Sorry, so you phrased that quite confusingly. All of them but one did win a scoring title, correct?
Correct, sorry, yes. Everybody won a scoring title except for one of them.
I'm pretty confident it's Karl Malone. Let me just spend a moment with my thoughts. Pistol Pete 100% did it. McAdoo 100% did it. Tiny Nate Archibald 100% did it. And who was the other one besides Karl Malone?
George Gervin.
Yeah, it's Karl Malone.
Just Karl Malone. Easy. I thought you might struggle with that one a little bit.
Nah, bro. You must have forgot who I am. I'm him, bro. Okay. Since the NFL merger, Logan, who holds the record for the worst passer rating in a single season with a minimum of 200 attempts?
Bro, Curtis Painter.
No.
Did he throw 200 passes? If he did, it's got to be him. Can you...
So Curtis Painter's season, he was actually more than double this guy. I could give you a massive hint, a very interesting...
Peterman didn't throw enough passes, right?
Correct. How about this? It's an all-time quarterback. With the worst passer rating ever in a season with at least 200 attempts.
Peyton Manning.
No.
All-time QB.
In the Hall of Fame.
What? Blanda.
No.
Hall of Famer? Namath.
No. Maybe I should have let you go a little longer guessing bums. That might have been fun. I kind of regret that.
I would have guessed so many stupid QBs. Yeah, somebody said Favre. I'll try that. Favre?
Nine.
Terry.
It's Terry Bradshaw's a rookie. What? Passer rating of 30.4. He threw 6 touchdowns to 24 interceptions.
I mean, was this like his rookie year?
It was. Shout out Liam Stevens.
I remember there was a debate between him and Joe Gillum and... Yeah, wow. That's abysmal.
I don't know how you could remember that. It was in 1970. You were negative 31.
True. All right. Carson, another one of my favorite questions here. Only one player in NBA history has averaged 30 points per game in back-to-back seasons, and in neither season led the league in scoring. Who is it?
It's a heater of a question. Absolute banger of a question. I've got a thought, and I think it's a pretty good thought. Is it Elgin Baylor?
It's a good guess. It's way more recent than that, though.
Well, we all do our best. Okay, so it's got to be someone who's going up against an all-time great scorer, probably, right? So you think about going up against Jordan, AI, 7-time scoring champ, good Lord.
I apologize. Elgin is also another correct answer. I apologize. It's a great answer. So, I mean, it is correct. Not the guy I was referencing. So, my parameters would probably be, if to make this an accurate question, would be since 2000. But yes, Elgin is correct.
Okay. since 2000. All right, well, that narrows it down further. So it's somebody competing with AI or Kobe probably or KD. No, but I don't think anybody else was putting up 30 like that. Okay, the 30, 2 years in a row and not scoring champ. Dame actually came really close, but I think he only scored 30 the once. Okay, obviously Harden has his scoring titles.
I don't want to tip you off and it's not on the screen anymore, but somebody in the comment section has already gotten it.
Okay, I'm averting my eyes and I did not see whatever it was. Okay, well, I'm thinking a little bit about T-Mac against AI, but no, T-Mac only scored 30 there once or twice. It's not going to be him. This is really interesting. Is it Kobe?
Kobe's a really good guess. It is not Kobe.
Okay. You seem ready to say something.
Well, no, I was just looking. Kobe scored 30 in a single season three times. He led the league in it twice. He did have a season where he had 30 and didn't lead the league, though. It's not a bad guess. It's a good guess.
Okay. I mean, there's only so many 30-point per game scorers since 2000. Is it? No. Bradley Beal didn't do it for back-to-back years. Did he? He did. Is it Bradley Beal?
It's Bradley Beal. Out of all the guys, Harden led the league 1 year. Curry led the year after. So for my minimal research that I did going into it, I thought he was the only player to do it. But 100% since 2000, since I want to say like 1980, like the merger, like before, like, you know, like outside of really old basketball, Beal is one of the only guys to do that, which is insane to me.
Yeah, that's interesting. I mean, the reason I thought of Elgin Baylor at first is because, I mean, he was averaging 30 consistently, averaged 34.8 and 38 and didn't win it either year because Wilt Chamberlain existed, and that was a pretty tough guy to beat for a scoring title. All right, Logan, this is a straightforward one that I think you'll get. Which team has scored the most points in a single Super Bowl game?
The Niners when they played the Broncos.
Do you know the number?
I think they had six TDs, so I'll go. It's either four. I think it's 56.
55. They won 55-10 against the Broncos. Boom.
Yeah, I mean, that was just a destruction. Ricky Waters balled out. Steve Young balled out. It was atrocious. Carson, I need you to name three NBA players that have won a national title, an Olympic gold medal, and an NBA title.
That's really fun. Michael Jordan. I'm getting three.
Yes.
Magic Johnson. And Carmelo Anthony. Wait, what NBA title?
she wants a ring like Carmelo. Carson, come on, bruh.
That's so funny. That's hilarious. I forgot about the biggest one. I should have gone perfect there. Okay. Wow, it's so interesting. There are so many fewer recent guys.
There's six other guys to choose from, only one like post 2000.
Okay. Only one post 2000. I kind of want to get that one just because I'll know that one 100%. Anthony Davis.
And that is correct. Other answer choices, Clyde Lovelett, Casey Jones, Bill Russell, Jerry Lucas, and Quinn Buckner. But you get the three most recent guys. That is correct.
Yeah, Bill Russell and Casey Jones, of course, famously have that under their belt. I could have gotten that. Okay, Logan. Can you name me the eight quarterbacks in NFL history who've had 3,000-plus passing yards and 700-plus rushing yards in a season?
How many?
Eight.
How many do you want me to name?
All of them.
All right, let's go. Lamar Jackson, Mike Vick, Steve Young. John Elway? Wow, okay. Randall Cunningham.
Hold up. No, sorry. I was not saying those are correct. I was saying pause.
Okay.
Because I want to confirm Elway and Steve Young are not correct.
But Vic and Lamar are. So I've got two.
Well, I don't think Vic is correct, but I want to confirm that. Michael Vick is not. Didn't have 3,000 passing yards in all the seasons where he did it running.
That's actually unbelievable. It's kind of deflated me a little bit. It's taken the air out of my tire, air out of my football. Josh Allen.
Boom.
So we got two. Somebody said McNabb. I'll throw him out there.
Nope.
Fran Tarkenton.
No? It's an interesting guess.
RG3.
Correct.
That's one of my three or four? Three.
You got three of eight.
Five to go. Guys, this is an interesting guess. Slash, Cordell Stewart.
No.
Because, I mean, you have to be really good on the ground, man. 700 yards is a ton for a QB. I will try Jalen Hurts.
Boom.
I will try Colin Kaepernick.
No, actually.
So you got four to go. Dominant running quarterbacks. 700 yards is a ton, bruh.
So just to give context on a couple of your missed guesses, Young had 537 one year. Elway never came very close. Let's see what's up with Cordell Stewart.
And Randall Cunningham wasn't correct either, yeah?
Oh, I'm sorry. Randall Cunningham is correct.
Oh, okay. So we're down to three.
Cordell had 537 rushing yards in a year.
In fact, Cordell Stewart also would switch in and play wide receiver for the Pittsburgh Steelers, too. Somebody in the comment section is saying Dante Culpepper. I don't think that's right. I'll throw it out there.
No.
Cam Newton is correct, though.
Yes.
So you got two to go. Green Bay, Minnesota, Chicago, Detroit.
Somebody asked, is AP a Hall of Famer? If we're talking about Adrian Peterson, yes.
Yeah, actually, quite. That's not a bad guess either. I'll try Russell Wilson.
Russell Wilson's correct.
We have one to go. The comment section has helped me out quite a bit on this one. Man. Was this guy really good?
He's quite good.
He is quite good. Let me get, no, Randall Cunningham was correct, guys. Comment section is asking. No, that was correct. Can you give them another rundown one more time of all we got?
So, correct answers we have. Randall Cunningham, Cam Newton, RG3, Russell Wilson. Oh, I'm sorry. Wait, I wrote one name down twice. Josh Allen, Jalen Hurts. Those are all the correct ones that you've guessed.
Is the final one Patrick Mahomes?
No.
Man, to get this close, man, I don't want to throw in the towel here.
I'll
try that. Kyler Murray.
It's Kyler Murray. Boom.
Wow. Somebody just asked in the comment section if we were twins. Do we actually look? I don't. We're both white, I guess, you know? I mean, we got that going.
What do you mean you guess?
I guess. Wow. Thank you, guys. I think I got like three of those on my own. I would not have gotten the rest of those. Comment section bailed me out.
Yeah, okay. So why did I write one of these names down twice? I got myself all tripped up. I didn't write down Lamar. I wrote Cam twice on accident.
All right, that's an excellent question, Carson. I've got one that's in the similar vein to the last one we asked. Can you name three NBA players that won a finals as a head coach and a player?
Bill Russell.
Boom.
Pat Riley, correct?
Boom.
Three. We got one more to go. Phil Jackson.
Boom. Other acceptable answers, Tyronn Lue, Steve Kerr, Rick Carlisle, Buddy Genette, George Sineski, Larry Costello, Red Holzman, Billy Cunningham, Bill Sharman, Tom Heinsohn, and Casey Jones. Well done.
I could have gone for more there. I should have gone for more there. I should try to get at least like five. There was one guy whose name, who's the Janeski fella?
Sineski George.
What team did he coach?
That's an excellent question. Let's find out.
Sounds more like he would be an offensive line coach for the Iowa football team.
He played for the Philadelphia Warriors where he won a ring in the BAA, and then as a head coach also for the Philadelphia Warriors.
That makes sense, because I was going to say I have never heard of this Sineski character. Logan, this is a good one. In my humble opinion, who's the last player to win a Heisman and a Super Bowl?
Spicy. Johnny Manziel. Duh. Heisman winners. Charles Woodson.
Wow. Yes. Dude, good work, brother. I did not think you were going to get that right away. Correct.
Dude, thanks, bro. He's the first guy that popped into my head, so screw it. I didn't think that was going to be right either. I'm kind of juiced after that one. Carson, I need you to name every number one overall pick that didn't attend college.
Oh, this is going to be fun. Okay. Well, we have Yao Ming. We have LeBron James. We have Dwight Howard.
Two more.
We have, really? And Andrea Bargnani? Oh, whoa. I was thinking of one international guy, but Andrew Bogut went to college. Is it Olawa Candy? No, didn't he play at where did he play?
Played at what UC? He did play in college. Let me pull it up.
Is it Kwame?
Is Kwame? Oluwakandi played at the University of the Pacific.
I knew it was somewhere so random. That's in Stockton. That's not far from where I'm from. It's not a place that many NBA number one overall picks come out of. I should have gotten Kwame right off the bat. The question there, Brian, was name every number one overall pick who did not play in college in the NBA. Okay. Logan, we're going to end with a few more quarterback questions here. I'm going to switch up the order. I want to end on another one. Can you name the quarterbacks with the top five passing yards per game in NFL history with at least 1,500 career passing attempts?
1,500. I don't know where that stands with these guys, but I'll try Mahomes.
Correct.
Herbert, does he have enough?
He does not qualify.
Herbert's going to be up there. Marino?
Nope.
Peyton?
Correct. Peyton's fifth.
Favre?
No.
Matt Ryan?
He's sixth. Very good guess.
Matt Stafford?
Matt Stafford is fourth. Boom.
So you got three more to go.
Just two.
Big Ben?
Ben is 15th. Right behind Jared Goff.
That's disgusting. Ew. What? Jameis Winston.
No. Jameis is actually 18th, so it's not an offensive guess.
That's crazy. Two more. Why is everybody in the comment section talking about Bob Sanders right now? Why? He's a great player. The Eraser, man. Drew Brees.
Drew Brees is second, that's correct.
So we got one more. Tom Brady.
No, he's eighth.
Yeah, dude. I
think all the Bob Sanders comments are because I said the thing about Iowa and the Sineski fellow. I think they're saying that he coached Bob Sanders. And he did.
Sure. Bob Sanders, fun fact, man.
Paxton Lynch, somebody got it.
Wow. Somebody said don't take Culpepper. I hope that's not right. Okay. We're going to use our brain power. And Dan Fouts.
No.
Philip Rivers.
No. Good guess, though.
Aaron Rodgers.
No, Rodgers is 12th. Rivers is 11th. Fouts is 24.
Andrew Luck.
Are y'all dating? Asks Dace Marshall. Yes.
Oh, Andrew Luck's correct.
Let's go! Wait, we're not actually dating, guys. That would be sus.
Yeah, sure. Okay, Carson, you asked me a very similar question with the Heisman cue. Who's the last number one overall pick drafted to win an NBA title?
All right, let me think. My first thought was Anthony Davis, but let me go backwards. Kyrie was 1 year before him. Since then, obviously, Anthony Bennett has six rings. Okay, I should just get this correct right off the bat. Oh, it's Andrew Wiggins.
It is Wiggy. I wanted you to off-rip. I wanted you to just go, oh, Anthony Davis. But unfortunately, I was not so lucky.
You'd think so little of me.
Some crackers just prey on your downfall.
Bruh.
Yeah.
Okay. Logan, this is your last question. Before we go to the bonus question, this has been really fun with all you guys coming along live. Hope that, well, phrasing, but I hope that you guys have enjoyed this as much as we have. Okay. Logan, which fourth round pick has the most passing yards in NFL history?
What fourth round pick? I don't know. Nick Foles? Nick Foles?
No.
When was Nick Foles drafted? Derek Carr?
No, I think he was a third round pick. Second, maybe even.
Dak Prescott?
It's a logical guess, no.
Kirk Cousins?
It's Kirk Cousins.
Dude, the comment section literally bailed me out all day today, bruh. Kirk Cousins. LFG. That's crazy.
Dak was seventh, so that was a good guess.
For some reason in my head, I always thought that Kirk Cousins was a seventh round pick, and I don't know.
He has that dog in him in the sense that he loses every meaningful game.
But he puts up, you know, good numbers, which that's why he's my fantasy QB. Yes, we are bailing you out. I know, bro. So I'm giving you guys love, because I would have probably gotten three questions right today without you. Okay, Carson, time for the bonus question. This one should be super easy for you. Who was the starting point guard for the 2020 Oklahoma City Thunder?
Well, my thought is, well, obviously it's not SGA. Otherwise, you wouldn't be asking this question. 2020, that was a long 2 years ago. Not long enough ago for it to be Eric Maynor. I'm thinking of, like, options. Like, Ty Jerome was not the starter. What?
I just loved Eric Maynor, man. Won a natty with my VCU boys. Didn't win a natty, but they got close.
I was going to say, that's not accurate. Just 2 years ago for the Thunder. Wait. Hold on a second. It's Chris Paul.
It is Chris Paul. I mean, I just think people kind of overlook and forget that that even happened, man. They went to the playoffs, almost beat the Rockets, you know, took them to seven games, and it just kind of is forgotten because it was so short.
Yes, forgotten. Well, actually, briefly by me too. I didn't throw out another guess though, so I didn't get it wrong, guys. Okay. I saw afterwards a few people in the comments got it as well. Good job, guys. What's Carsussi's Halloween costume? That's a really good question. I think I'm going to be a 1920s mob boss.
I'm dressing up as Jesse Pinkman again.
Well, you won't be dressing up. All right, Logan. We're going to go with an obscure QB type question for all those of you who are now familiar with the TikTok series, of course, that we do where Logan, I guess, is an obscure quarterback. This all started when Logan and I pretty much just first met, and he said, I should be able to name the starting quarterback from any team after 2005. You just say it. And it was pretty freakish ability. Very accurate, though. We're going to go just a tick behind 2005 here because we've used up most of the ones that are since 2005. And this is a little tricky because there was sort of a few guys who started this year. But Logan, who started the most games for the 2004 Chicago Bears? There are two acceptable answers. Two guys are tied.
My first thought is Ohio State quarterback Craig Krenzel.
Yeah, right on the money. Do you want to try to get the other one?
Let's go. Yeah, Cade McNown.
No.
Hutchinson.
Yeah, dude. Cash money, bro. This is very impressive. Somebody said Rex Grossman. He did start three games that year. Four different quarterbacks started multiple games for the Bears. Hutchinson and Krenzel started five. Krenzel was 3-2 with a 46.5% completion rate, three touchdowns to six picks. Hutchinson, because of the great Chandler Hutchinson, had four touchdowns, three picks, 903 yards, 57% completion rate. Jay Burnham is ready for us to start. Jay, we just ended. That was the last question. We are signing off now. But guess what, guys? Now, okay, yeah, Jay seems like a cool guy. He told us that he's cool. The good news is we're about to go shoot some more trivia TikToks for you guys. So we'll have those in soon. And trying to do a lot of original take and analysis content too. If you guys didn't see the video that I just made on Ray Allen's 2001 playoffs, go check that out. We're going to do more stuff like that, more historical breakdown, more player breakdown, and NBA season preview too. So, yeah,
Well, yeah, I mean, thank you guys for tuning in, for showing up. I think when we do Trivia Time or other podcasts, we may go live if you guys are interested in that. If you missed out on the pod, if you guys are just getting here, you can check it out on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. It will be up very soon. And you can follow us on Instagram, on Twitter, at NerdSesh, at Nerd_Sesh, to stay updated on all of our content and when we'll be coming out with stuff. But like I said, thank you guys for tuning in. This was a lot of fun.
Yeah, appreciate you guys. Logan gave out the handles there. Go check out SoBet if you want. The link is in our bio for that, and that's where we make some exclusive gambling content. We give some picks back there. It's a subscription service, and a lot of other creators do as well. People are saying say bye, so bye, guys. This was really fun, and yeah, we should do this again soon. We're going to start doing NBA season preview pods soon as well, so the content's going to keep on rolling. But as always, appreciate you guys a lot, and with that, I have been Carson Brabber.
I have been Logan Camden.
And this was Nerd Sesh.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.